Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer. My name is Laura Carlson, and I'm going to be reading Pray, Mama, You're Changing the World. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much that you hear our prayers and that we get the joy of partnering with you every minute of every day. Bless this mama to know how powerful her prayers are. In Jesus' precious name and for his sake, amen. The scriptures for today are 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Mama, you're not invisible. You're not alone. And your whispered prayers in the laundry room matter more than you know. The Lord is always attuned to you. He sees you and hears you and is aware of all you're going through. The diapers, the dishes, the discipline. It's sacred ground when done with Him. You may feel you're buried under responsibility, but I want to remind you, mother to mother, that you're not buried, you're planted. And your prayers are the first signs of a harvest breaking through. Paul's words from 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 are simple, but they carry divine weight. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. This is God's will for you today, not when everything calms down or everything becomes easier. Right now, in the thick of motherhood, in the chaos, the clutter, and the questions. Rejoice always, not because the baby slept or the teenager finally listened, but because Christ is with you and He is forming you in the very moments you feel least seen. Joy is not something we chase, it's something we choose because of who holds your life. Psalm 139 says His thoughts about you are as many as the sand, so we want to be captivated by those thoughts and plans He has for us and have ongoing conversations with Him about His will and calling for our lives and the lives of our husband and children. We want to have a lifestyle of communication with the God who knit and wove us in our mother's womb. He fearfully and wonderfully made us for such a time as this, and He has plans written in His book for us. Be aware of the divine appointments He has for you and the times He's whispering divine instructions and strategies for how to love your husband and children well in all the circumstances that come up in your day. He loves partnering with you every moment of every day. Pray without ceasing. This doesn't mean an hour of candlelit silence, though those times are beautiful when they come. This means life becomes a prayer. Stirring oatmeal while whispering for peace. Folding socks while blessing your children's feet to walk in righteousness. Crying in the car while still trusting God to be near. Have fun with your prayers. Shout your prayers from the mountaintop while on a hike. Sing your prayers in the shower. Draw and paint your prayers in a creative moment. Whisper your prayers while lying in bed. Journal your prayers. Praying in the Spirit when you don't know what to pray. Give thanks in all circumstances. It's not easy. Gratitude doesn't come naturally when you're exhausted, misunderstood, or overwhelmed. But thanksgiving is warfare. When you give thanks, you punch holes in the darkness and disarm the enemy's taunts. You remind your soul who's in charge. You shift the atmosphere in your home. Anxiety and gratitude cannot coexist. So if you're giving thanks for everything, you can't be worried at the same time. Hebb's Law is the principle that neurons that fire together wire together. So the more noble, grateful, hopeful thoughts you have, the more will be produced, and you will avoid sinking into despair and hopelessness. So here's what I want you to know from my mother's heart directly to yours. You're not failing. You're fighting with faith-filled prayers. You're not just raising children, you're shaping eternal destinies. You're not just surviving, you're sowing seeds of revival in the next generation. Keep praying, Mama. You're doing holy work. God's will for you isn't perfection, it's connection. And every time you choose joy, lift a quiet prayer, or give thanks in the middle of the mess, you're walking directly in the will of God. Your Father in heaven loves how He created you. He has great plans for you and your children in the generations to come. And I, as a motherly voice cheering you on, just believe your prayers are moving mountains you cannot yet see. Thank you, Father, for hearing and answering our prayers. We love you and we love your ways. In Jesus' precious name and for His sake, amen.